An area native is back from St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands after riding out not one, but two hurricanes. Kinderhook native K.J. Nielsen spoke today from Plymouth, Massachusetts, where his wife is staying for her pregnancy. He returned 10 days ago from St. Thomas and plans to return to the island tomorrow.
Recovery efforts are certainly underway. A lot is changing on a day-to-day basis and for the better. When I left, you could see the road crews who were putting up new telephone poles and new telephone lines. They were putting them up. Every day they made progress. You could see them as they were moving down the length of the island. And I imagine, you know, in just the week and a half that I've been gone, I imagine they've made significant progress. And I'm hearing from a lot of my friends and colleagues and associates on the island that they are certainly moving. Unfortunately, the case when I left, and is still the case, is that the weather has not been cooperating. When I had left the island, we'd received just over 55 inches of rain in 6 weeks. And that has wreaked havoc with the roads and the work that's being done. It's slowing everything down, and it's really hurting. You know, the roads that weren't destroyed in the hurricanes are now getting washed away in these rains. So I'm a little nervous that when I return tomorrow, I'm going to come back to roads that are even worse off, and that progress might be not as far as I hoped.
You rode out the storm. Tell us more about your experience.
Well, I didn't leave the island because I own a home there with my wife. We have a rental unit below us that has tenants, and we also have two dogs. And you know, that's where our life is, and I have a responsibility to my tenants. Obviously, I wanted to make sure our dogs are safe, and I have a responsibility to our home, so I decided to stay for the hurricane. I will admit fully that I never expected it to be as bad as it was going to be. I've personally never ridden out a hurricane or been in a hurricane before. My wife and I have been living in St. Thomas for about 4.5 years. And we had a few close calls with some, you know, Category 1 hurricanes and a couple of tropical storms. But, you know, I guess, suppose I was naive and just didn't expect the level of danger or destruction that we experienced. So I made the decision with my wife off island that I would stay to take care of everything best I could. And, you know, I got to say, riding out that hurricane, it was probably one of the most frightening and difficult things I've ever done in my entire life. It's hard to describe really what people experienced and what I was experiencing. And in fact, I've told many of my friends and family now that I've returned, you don't really have a chance to be afraid during the hurricane because there's so much happening. It's so loud. It's so, you know, the inputs are just overwhelming, the sound of it, the feel of it. Your head is, you have a constant headache because of the pressure changes as the winds blow over your home. You are fighting with water spraying in from every crack, nook, and cranny that it can find, spraying into your home. And I'm not just talking it's getting under the door and you're getting a puddle. I mean, it was spraying in so that everything inside the home is drenched. And then the sound of the wind, 200-mile-per-hour winds hitting doors and windows is deafening. And so you don't have a chance to be afraid. You don't have a chance to really think of too much other than, at that moment, your survival and what you need to do to secure a door or secure a window or secure your loved ones. It's after the hurricane that everything kind of floods in and the emotion floods in and you suddenly realize, wow, I just went through this. I have a chance to collect and understand what I've gone through, and that's when it really hits you that it was bad. It was really bad and really dangerous and truly frightening.
How did your property survive? How much damage did your home receive?
So through the first hurricane, and it's funny that, you know, we even have to make that distinction, but in the first hurricane, Irma, we actually fared much better than most people. We were very, very lucky. We did not lose our roof. We only lost a couple of windows. Irma brought a lot of wind damage. So a lot of the homes on our street lost roofs, windows, you know, solar panels were scattered over the entire island. It was just unbelievable to walk out onto the road and just find solar panels scattered as if, you know, somebody just sprinkled them down on the island. So we were very lucky in that in the first hurricane, our house withstood it very well, and we had a proper structure. We had no electricity. Our air conditioning units were all damaged, which, you know, obviously makes things difficult when you're dealing with 90-degree heat and nearly 100% humidity. But we were lucky. The second hurricane, Hurricane Maria, this one brought the rain. And that was in some ways more difficult because the rain and the winds came from such different directions than the first hurricane that anything I thought I'd be able to mitigate in terms of water getting into our house, it came from a different direction. Every place I was prepared for, the water came from somewhere else. And so the flooding was actually pretty bad. And that flooding really opened up a lot of gaps that the first hurricane had created. And our house had a lot of holes in it. It was leaking constantly. Anything that was electrical got just that much worse. But again, we're still some of the lucky ones. We had a roof. We had, our generator survived through it. So once we were able to get our electrical back up and running, we had electricity to some parts of the house. But there are a lot of people in our area and many people over the island who in the first hurricane lost their roofs, lost walls, lost all their windows, lost their generators, lost everything. And to be hit by that second hurricane was truly devastating. I saw homes that had just a river running through the middle of them. There was just no way to stop the water flow, and it just, whatever was salvaged from the first hurricane got washed away by the second.
KJ Nielsen is a native of Kinderhook, New York, and now lives in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. He spoke today from Plymouth, Massachusetts.